Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Canada and Europe retaliate, slapping their own tariffs on U.S. goods after President Trump's new tariffs on steel and aluminum.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
Give me peanut butter.
Europe's tit-for-tat tariffs will hit American peanut butter, blue jeans, bourbon, Harley-Davidson motorcycles. EU leaders aiming primarily at industries located in red states. Canada has just announced its own retaliatory tariffs. Even staunch U.S. ally Britain is wavering. Prime Minister Keir Starmer now saying he's keeping all options open.
The latest government report indicates inflation slowed a bit last month, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger says not so for eggs.
Egg prices were up by 10.4% in just 1 month. Year over year, egg prices are up by 58.8%.
Reports say 1,000 workers are being fired at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The toll is higher at the Department of Education.
More than 1,300 employees are getting layoff notices, which Education Secretary Linda McMahon told Fox is
the first step of eliminating what I think is bureaucratic bloat.
A move that infuriates the National Education Association president.
The Trump administration is working to destroy public education.
Becky Pringle says the president,
he's working to take money out of our public schools and give it to billionaires and take it away from students who need more.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Court hearing going on in New York for Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian with a green card involved in protests at Columbia University, who was arrested by ICE. President Trump called him pro-Hamas on social media. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
The government has indicated that it may use an obscure provision of the Immigration and Nationality Act that says the Secretary of State can deport someone if their presence in the U.S. is adverse to the United States' foreign policy interests.
NASA and SpaceX are set to launch a mission to the space station today. Our space consultant Bill Harwood says success would mean two astronauts are closer to a long-awaited trip home.
NASA's launching a replacement crew that'll clear the way for the Starliner astronauts, that's Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, along with two station crewmates to finally make it back to Earth. NASA says the decision to keep them up so long was the best way to minimize disruptions to station science and to downstream crew rotation flights.
The mission for Williams and Wilmore turned out to be 9 months long instead of 8 days long. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. The NASDAQ and S&P are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Kenosha County investigators are looking into a high-speed crash in Racine that injured six people. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the speeding vehicle involved. One of the five teens injured remains in critical condition, while the driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at RacineCountyEye.com. Absentee ballots for that April 1st election were mailed out yesterday in many communities. Requests for those ballots will be accepted until March 27th at myvote.wi.gov. Early in-person voting will begin in most places March 18th. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The sun just won't stop. We have a ton of it on tap today with highs in the low 40s, and tomorrow, plenty more. As high temperatures flirt with 50. Things start to change Friday. More clouds roll in. We become breezy, muggy, and warm. Highs nearing 60. And at night, thunderstorms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And here comes Paul Harvey's rest of the story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrop has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. Harold was destined for success, it seemed. His father, a wealthy financier, had given him everything, sent him to the finest schools. Later, the young man became interested in journalism, even wrote a book. And now he was promoting his own magazine called The Big Issue. Personally, Harold had never been too keen on reminiscing, so it startled him that December day when an eerily familiar-looking man walked into the office headquarters of his magazine. Could it be, he wondered, could this be George? The same George with whom he had attended grammar school more than 40 years ago? Well, clearly it was. Some change over a lifetime, almost different people, but the decades had left George's face very much itself, except for something slightly sad, perhaps the ghost of an unfilled dream lurking behind his eyes. Harold rushed up to him. "So glad that you came to visit me," he greeted, pumping the old classmate's hand. George appeared a little dazed. "Excuse me," he said. "We went to school together, don't you remember?" Harold urged. Well, slowly the warmth of recognition dawned in George's expression. Indeed, he remembered now. His coming to the magazine office today was quite coincidental, he assured Harold. Had he only imagined they'd be reunited after all of these years. And at once a flood of recollections washed over the two middle-aged men. The candy the principal used to give to the students. What was his name? Townsend? They were mints of some kind, weren't they? And the gymnasium. You remember the gym? The kids called it the madhouse because the brick walls were padded for safety. George liked wrestling in particular and roughhousing in general. Harold laughed out loud to be reminded of that. And the lunchroom, beef, carrots, and apple pie. Didn't they know how to fix anything else but beef and carrots and apple pie? Did you ever learn your arithmetic, Harold wanted to know. George grimly shook his head. Why had mathematics always been so hard for him? Well, you did pretty well considering, Harold offered. What do you mean, George asked. It oughtn't to have been a sore spot, Harold thought. If George had been the first in his family to attend school, he should be proud of it, shouldn't he? He should be proud of it. But then Harold saw it again, that haunting, subtle sadness behind the eyes of his old school chum. They said goodbye that day in Harold's office, promising to keep in touch, knowing they probably would not. They had turned out so differently, after all. Though not as you might have guessed, For Harold, born into wealth, once a successful show business journalist and author, was driven to the gutter by three failed marriages and a love affair with alcohol. In fact, the magazine that he was now peddling, The Big Issue, was sold on the streets of London exclusively by homeless vendors. But once upon a close encounter of the nostalgic kind, December 4, 1997, two men met on Memory Lane and lingered a while and then parted. Neither certain which of the two had had the harder life, Clive Harold, the rich boy who became a pauper, or Charles, Philip, Arthur, George, the first heir to the British throne ever to attend school, just a boy who never got the hang of arithmetic, whom you know as England's Prince Charles. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Did not see that one coming. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, twice daily, 7:25 in the morning with good old Don Rosen. And again, 12:05 every noontime here on WRJN.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage of home. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
From Radio Park to Sturtevant, local news and timeless hits.
I did.
winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN, Simon and Garfunkel. Originally titled, I Am a Lump of Dirt, but it just didn't go over so well with Paul Simon, so he changed it. I'm Dan Marcus. Stand by for real information from Stuart J. Waddles at the bottom of the hour. News at the top and bottom of the hour every hour on WRJN.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. River's Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. River's Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
most respected female singers of our time. See what I did there with respect? It's Aretha Franklin. I'm Dan Marcus. Another female singer, one-hit wonder, coming up next hour. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. But first, here's an update. Get you up to speed on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a veto for committee changes in the city of Racine. It means a possible veto override vote next week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has blocked changes that would allow Racine's council president to appoint committee members. The proposed changes would also allow committees to elect their own chairs. The council will decide Tuesday on whether to override the mayor's veto. A former Racine Unified bigwig is on board with the school referendum. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com to read an op-ed from former RUSD Superintendent Jim Shaw. The district is asking taxpayers for an extra $190 million over 5 years on the April 1st ballot. Kenosha County voters are being cautioned about recent absentee ballot request forms from the Center for Voter Information. That's a private group not associated with election authorities. The Kenosha County clerk explains that while the mailings may look official, they're not actual ballots and frequently contain inaccurate voter data. The clerk is urging people to check the status of their registration and absentee ballot requests at that MyVote website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Just won't stop. We have a ton of it on tap today with highs in the low 40s, and tomorrow, plenty more as high temperatures flirt with 50. Things start to change Friday. More clouds roll in. We become breezy, muggy, and warm. Highs nearing 60. And at night, thunderstorms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
blues, timeless hits, WRJN. Eric Burden fronted the Animals. No, he didn't play guitar or accordion. He just sang his heart out.
There is a house.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We go from the rock and roll of the Stones to the beauty of the association, WRJN.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Oh!
Rita Payne and Band of Gold on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, and tomorrow, Don Rosen. How's that for dropping names? I've got more. Katie Humphrey and Doug Johnson, guest with Don tomorrow. They're from Bell City Brass Works, and they've got an Irish-themed concert coming up. You'll hear all about it from the guy who is plugged into Southeast Wisconsin, Don Rosen, here on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
When you
Sing along and don't tell me that you forgot the lyrics to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. Bum, bum, bum. That's all you get. That's all you need. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says he'll respond to fresh tariffs from the European Union, which were a reaction to his tariffs on steel and aluminum.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
We deeply regret this measure.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing tit-for-tat tariffs on $28 billion worth of American-made goods to take effect next month.
Anyone who's ridden a Harley-Davidson.
Harley-Davidson, which incidentally has a European-born CEO, among the companies affected, along with American bourbon, blue jeans, peanut butter, and agricultural goods. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Canada announced retaliatory tariffs. Mexico said it would at a later date. Consumer prices rose 2.8% last month from 1 year ago, a sign inflation has eased a bit.
Just because the inflation rate is coming down, that doesn't mean your prices are going down. It's that your prices are rising at a slower rate than they were.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the report indicates egg prices shot up more than 10%. No immediate ruling after a court hearing in New York for Mahmoud Khalil, the former Columbia University student and protester arrested by ICE. He is a legal U.S. resident and holds a green card. President Trump called him pro-Hamas. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The government's arguing that Khalil is involved in terrorist activities.
But just speaking out and holding rallies may not be enough for Khalil to lose his immigration status and be deported.
The education secretary says 1,300 firings is just the start of the administration effort to put the department out of business. CBS